Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. Now, please have your zip code to locate your account.
You need to have what?
Have your zip code to locate your account.
You want my zip code? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, your zip code.
29566.
295.
66.
Thank you. First and last name, please.
Ida Smith.
Thank you. I'm gonna look at that account, please. Give me one moment, okay? Give me one moment. I'm having a whole trouble getting into that account. One moment, okay? You said 296.
29566.
All right, and what was the first name?
Ida Smith. Yeah, my name is
Michelle. All right, give me one moment. Right, thank you for holding for security purposes of the account. Can you verify your address, please?
My address is 734 Rice Grass Place, Little River, South Carolina, 29566.
Okay. And thank you. I was able to look at the account for a smartwatch, and how can I help you?
We talked with you. I think it was you we talked with yesterday regarding. So it's got on your 2-8. Yeah, 2-8. And I had done a survey, and at the end of the survey, you could get a gift. But you had to pay the postage, and I did agree to pay the shipping or postage or whichever, however it was going to be shipped. But it was for $7.95. And then when we get our credit card, we're billed $56.95 plus $7.95. Yeah. And when we look at it again, we were told on 2-8 that we would be given the $56.95 credit, and we got $17.48. So can you explain that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Looks like you did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping, and within 48 hours, you're enrolling in a membership where you get $125 gift card every month for that part.
No, that's not what I did. That is not what it said. This was a purchase I purchased from Lowe's, and it was for porch furniture. And when I can give you the order number. If you want that. Anyway, it said that you could choose. There was like six or seven different things that you could choose from after you did the survey if you paid the $7.95 shipping. And I agreed to pay the $7.95 shipping, but the watch was supposed to be free, smartwatch, a LifePro smartwatch. Anyway, we have been charged, our credit card has, for $56.95. And we talked with someone there yesterday, and it sounded like you. And we were told that would be that we would get credit for $6.95, and it's $17.48 instead. So can you explain that to me?
All right, well, that's what happened when I explained, ma'am. You did a survey. Once you did that survey, you paid the shipping for it, right? So within 48 hours, you enroll in that membership where you get a $125 gift card.
I don't want a $125 gift card. I don't want no watch. I don't want anything except my credit for $56.95.
Well, I did go ahead and get it closed out for you.
You might have gotten it closed out, but they charged us $56.95 for closing it.
Well, it's non-refundable.
It's what?
We have a script refund policy, and I can give you a 35% refund.
35% refund? I don't want no 35% refund. I didn't ask for it. I was supposed to be, this was supposed to be sent to me free, according to the survey, except for me paying the shipping. And that's what I expected to pay. And now I'm being charged $56.95 in addition to the $7.95.
Okay. Well, as I explained, ma'am, I do apologize about that. That was just what you signed up for, so that's what was done. And I can give you a 35% refund of that back, and you receive 35%
There's not a refund. I didn't order anything to start with.
So you never, but you stated you ordered the smartwatch, correct?
I didn't order, I'm not to pay for it, it was supposed to be a gift.
And it was explained when you ordered that it was a gift for 14 days. It was a gift free for a certain amount of days.
For 14 days?
No, not 14 days. It was just explained that it was given to you to try free within a certain amount of time. Excuse me. So if you didn't call to cancel, then this what happened. And that's what happened, ma'am. So it was within 48 hours.
I had no idea that I was being charged for it. It was a gift.
You pay shipping for 14 days, right?
$7.95 is what I agreed to pay for. I did not agree to put for anybody to put anything else on my credit card. I did not agree to that. And I expect it to be taken off.
Give me one moment, please. All right. So I did go ahead and give you a 50% refund, and that's the best I can do, and that account is closed.
I'm not going
well,
to
actually, looking into the account, ma'am, it's like
I didn't agree to for that to be charged to my credit card, and it was falsely charged to my credit card, and so this is a scam, and I'm very upset over it. And I want $56.95 credited to my credit card.
All right, well, 50 is the best I can do. I'm sorry.
The best you can do is what?
50%.
I didn't order this. I did not give you credit to charge my credit card. And somebody falsely did it. And so now I am not going to pay for something that I did not agree to do.
Well, it's already been paid, and I mean, once you went past.
That little watch just came yesterday, and it's junk. I mean, it's nothing. I can send the watch back if you want it. I mean, because I certainly don't want it. And I didn't agree for it to be charged to my credit card.
Okay. Well, once they're shipped out, we don't get those back in. All I think I can do is give that 50% and close out that account for you.
No, that's not what I will agree to do. No. You've given me $17.48 credit.
I'm 50%.
That's not 50%.
No, I stated it. No, I already did. No, that's why I said I can go ahead and give you a 50%. I changed it to 50%.
I don't want 50%. I want 100% because I did not agree to this. I didn't agree to for anybody to charge my credit card $56.95.
Well, I do apologize. It's the best I can do, and you receive 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
I need to speak with the manager. I need to speak with whoever your manager is.
Well, I'll get you up to supervisor. Give me one moment, okay? Yeah, one moment, please. I'm getting everything sent over for you, okay? Hello?
Yes.
I'm just letting you know I'm getting everything sent over for a supervisor for you.
You're sending it over to your supervisor?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I did go ahead and get you sent out. I mean, I'm about to go ahead and get you sent out to a supervisor. And they will further see you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.